This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Do you like my outfit this morning?
I do like your outfit this morning. It's a nice long sleeve shirt, but there's a rip in the pocket. Is that a deliberate...
It's called trendy.
It's
trendy. Yeah.
And there's one in the back too, in the shoulder I can see as well.
Oh, that's not trendy. That's because I was spent a lot of time on my back.
You know, is that
kind of wears
is?
It out, yeah.
Is it trendy at the moment to have rips?
Have you not seen the new jeans that are getting around? I've seen them.
Yeah. Because you know how I've had this problem about trying to order jeans online and I bought another pair.
Because of your obly, like...
My shape?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the tallest thing on earth. I'm quite proud of that. It's okay. So, but I can't order jeans. I order them and they're the wrong size.
Don't they have like a Hobbit store? I mean, can't you get it through like Middle Earth?
Yeah. Maybe that's where I need to go, to Middle Earth. But I've noticed they're all the rip styles. And so obviously that's the thing at the moment.
Well, that's all right. When you're a big boy and you grow up, you can have big boy pants too.
But it's winter. You get cold.
Yeah, it is cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm wearing thermal underwear under here. Do you want to see? It's woolen.
Oh, I like the shirt. Do the shirt back up.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
A US teenager has worn a traditional Chinese dress to a high school prom. And she sparked a complete online frenzy.
Why? Because what? Is it an ugly dress?
No, it's not an ugly. It's a kipi. I think that's how you pronounce it. A kipi.
Oh, like the little Chinese traditional lovely little dresses made of silk with little patterns. And
Yeah. And that's what she's wore. She wore it to her prom. She sparked backlash after posting photos on social media of wearing this kipi dress. And she says, I never imagined a simple rite of passage such as a prom would cause a discussion reaching many parts of the world.
So why are they still upset?
Well, one guy has said that my culture is not your prom dress.
Oh, so it's culturally inappropriate.
Culturally inappropriate. Well, some people are saying it is culturally inappropriate and some people are saying, no, it's okay. And she's had thousands of messages of support, and one guy, this guy who said it's my culture is not your prom dress, has been liked 173,000 times already.
Oh wow!
As of yesterday, so there's two arguments to the story.
Because I've made my girls wear the same dress, exactly the same dress. My girls, I used to put them in it. They're cute. They're gorgeous little dresses. So they're saying I'm culturally insensitive.
Yeah, some people are saying you're culturally insensitive because of the history of the dress. Apparently it was originally for women who were doing cleaning duties.
Because I thought it'd be like showing love and respect.
Well, I thought so too.
What about multiculturalism in this country? Doesn't that include the dress?
Well, I don't know. Then this is
so
the
I
thing.
Can eat fried rice, but I can't wear an. I can't wear a kimono.
You cannot wear one. But it's I can see both sides. Like, it looks lovely, and I mean, I would have taken the position of wearing it with respect. You know, like this looks really nice, and I'm going to wear it.
See, it'd be culturally unrespectable. Is that the word? If she wore chopsticks in her hair. I mean, would that push it too far?
That would push it too far, I think. But no, this is the thing. It's caused a complete outcry.
Do you know what? I'm going to say, as a middle-aged white man, I don't have the right to talk about racism or sexism or... You know what? If you say it's inappropriate, I'm going to agree.
Yeah, I agree too. I think...
But I look hot in a grass skirt.
I'd like to see you in one, actually. I reckon you'd look good in this little dress, to be honest. I mean, she was wearing it to an event that was important to her. It's not like she was
graduation.
Wearing it to the milk bar.
What's important about graduation? Losing your virginity and getting drunk on your mother's wine, isn't it?
I can't remember mine. Maybe that's why.
Well, it was before the World War II, wasn't it?
You know, one good spin-off from this, though, is it's brought this conversation up.
Correct.
And it's making people more aware of the dress and more aware of the history of the dress as well. Because I had no idea what the history of it was until I read about this article.
Now, look, I'm a bit the same and I'm a bit silly. I wanted to go to a fancy dress party and I wanted to go to dressed as the Indian from the Village People.
Right.
Had nothing to do with that. I just thought it'd be... People told me that it's a bit culturally inappropriate to wear... It's like blackface, I suppose.
Yeah. You know, absolutely.
Like during that. So I didn't go, is that?
You've got to be up to date with this stuff, don't you? Because things have changed over our lifetime from what was acceptable when we were kids to what is acceptable now, and rightfully so.
Has anyone ever had a go at you at what you're wearing?
Not for being culturally insensitive.
Well, I was in Amsterdam and these hipsters right? So we'd been in Amsterdam for a day or two, so I was a little bit under the weather. I was Amsterdam happy,
Yeah.
And I walked around the streets, and I was in all this black, and I had this T-shirt on, and it had a picture of Bob Marley's Impressions head on it. And I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, it's not about Bob Marley, but I also wear wore a pair of animal skin shoes.
Right.
And then I thought about it, and I thought, that's, like, the guy had a go at me on the street, said, because I'm wearing a black man's, you know, who's talk about power and empowerment, and I'm also wearing hunting shoes.
Oh.
And I actually had to go back and get changed. I was so self-conscious. I actually took my shirt off and walked through the streets of Amsterdam with no shirt on.
But you had no intention of offending anyone. Like,
no, I just thought, look, I was all black, and I thought, oh, I wear these leopard shoes. That's so good.
That looks good together.
And bloody hipsters. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I've got anything that would offend anyone. One thing I don't like, though, is, you know, when you go overseas and you go to a temple or a place of some, you know,
and you got to show respect, spiritual significance, and wear long pants.
And you hear the Aussie accent, and then you see them in their singlets and their thongs, and you just think, oh, please, you know, have some respect.
I had a fight with a girlfriend in Thailand about that. We're going to the palace, and I said, you won't be able to wear that, sweetie, because she was in a singlet and shorts. I said, you have to wear... I know, I've been to Thailand before, you know, one of those. We get there, they said, you can't go in. So she says, oh, we're going to have to go. And I go, and I sucked in, you idiot. You sit out the front of the taxi, I'm going into the temple. I told you an hour ago.
Stay out there. Yeah. I tell you what, there's a new condom out. It's called the Icon Smart Condom. Have you heard of it?
A smart condom.
A smart condom. So it goes over the top of a real one.
Yeah.
And it records information.
So what type of information are you recording?
They're about almost $100, right? And it's reusable. You stick it over the top.
Oh, a reusable condom. That just sounds like hygienic.
It pairs with an app for your data visualization needs, and it will answer questions such as, and I'll read them, thrust velocity, the speed of thrust, how many calories did you burn? How many times have you played? What's the average skin temperature?
So it tells you all of that.
Yep.
What's so my judging
how
much?
Many different positions did you conquer?
And it's going to tell you how many positions you did.
Yep. But you know what's really scary? I found this really scary. It aims to answer this question. How do I stack up to everyone else around the world?
Oh, so in terms of performance, you put yourself in a little graph on a bell curve. And you know the bell curve, you've got to have winners and losers.
Yeah, so someone's going to be on the bottom end of that bell
Warren,
curve.
Oh, Warren, I hate to tell you. I haven't even looked at your statistics yet, but I'm pretty sure you fall very low on that bell curve.
The ring comes with a one-year warranty. It's got a micro USB charging port. I don't know if you'd want to plug it in while you're doing it, but it gives you 8 hours.
That sounds really good. I could be lazy. That's great for me. So I could just plug it in. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Just plug it in and it'll measure absolutely everything for you.
So the next thing on Grindr, it's going to be, can you guys please see your spreadsheet?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care about how pretty you are. What's your thrust speed? How big are you? When was the last time you did it?
Exactly. It's not going to
be... Does it warn you for STDs?
Yes, it does, apparently. It does.
Oh, really?
Yep. Well, that's what they claim they do anyway.
Does it have, like, bells and whistles
and
alarms?
Them.
That'd be the best, wouldn't it? Just as you're about to enjoy the experience.
Don't go there.
Yeah, next minute. Alarms, bells, flags start popping up. Confetti. Warning. STI, you know?
That's exactly right. So if you've got $100 to spare, you can order one
that
online.
That actually sounds like a bargain.
It could. Well, it could be. I don't know if it works. I haven't heard it.
I'm getting one for my husband.
Are you?
Because I'm telling you, he's pretty bad in bed, and he reckons he's all right.
So you want to prove to him?
I want to prove to him.
Here's the stats.
Here's the stats.
It's not just my imagination.
Lift your game, buddy. Lift your game. Yeah. Let's talk about what you name your little thing. Like, do you have a name?
Do you have a name for yours?
Well, I'm not going to tell you on air. That's terrible.
I wonder if our Andy, who sits here and says nothing, does.
I mean, I went through years ago, and of course I wanted to be normal. I wanted to call it Thor or King Kong. But then I thought, I'm just setting myself up for failure, aren't I? You know, so I'm probably better off to call it like Wee Willie or Tiny. You know, under-exaggerate so people are more... Pressed.
Absolutely. Well, we've got the top 15 names in Australia at the moment. So new research has found that 6 out of 10 men have a pet name for their bits.
Yeah.
What about women? What about everyone else?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. We want to hear from the ladies.
Everyone.
Do the ladies have names for their bits?
Absolutely. So the top 15 names is Little Man.
Oh, you know, see, I wouldn't date someone that's called Little Man.
Percy.
Oh, that's a bit... Fred. Percy the one-eyed sea monster. Is that what they're trying to get at?
Bob, Boblet or Bobby.
Okay.
You've got Richard, obviously. Billy the Willy, Little Jim.
They're also... I want something good. What about Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah, that's apparently popular, but it didn't make it to the top 15. Princess did.
No, no one calls their thing princess.
No, they did.
Well, I went through Andy's file and I found out that he uses his name of his little bits is his password on his computer, and he likes to call it Pinocchio because he tells so many lies about it that he's hoping it might grow. So we've got one here from Pete. He likes to call it Jimmy. Don't ask him why, but he just likes to go, Jimmy, show him what you can do. Good on you, Pete. And we've also got one here from Angela in Eltham. She calls her husband's one Peeny Panani.
Peeny Panani.
And we're trying to ask Warren what his was.
I don't have a name.
You do. He was too embarrassed to tell it. He calls it Aladdin because when he rubs it, it likes to rise.
Yeah. I know. One of the top 15 names is William and George.
Is that named after the crown jewels in England?
Maybe that's why. I don't know. And Dave.
My middle name's Charlie, so I can call it Prince Charles.
A Sydney-based trend forecaster has told one of the papers that the world is changing rapidly.
Do you know, I find that the most... when you sort of say you're a trend setter, it's sad. Now, come on, mate. You don't call yourself a trend setter just because you're a futurist.
Well, he says he's a trendsetter. He says the things that are going to disappear are... Do you want me to read them?
Yep.
iTunes.
No way. Where am I going to steal my music from?
He says it's going to be gone by early 2019.
Apple's got something new coming on.
Apparently, Apple are denying the claims that the shutdown is going to happen by the end of next year, but sources have pointed to a plan to completely terminate iTunes by early 2019. The other thing he says is going to disappear is car parks.
No car parks.
He says despite recent setbacks, the rollout of driverless cars was unstoppable, and once it becomes commonplace, it's going to change the landscape.
You think about that. If we get rid of cars or everyone having to own a car and we all have this driving share, that's car parks gone?
Car park's gone. Absolutely.
It's going to be better on the road.
He also says petrol stations as well because of electric vehicles.
Oh, we're going to get electric cars. They'll even give police more opportunities to actually probably be doing what they think they're meant to be doing, like catching crooks and chasing murderers, rather than sitting out there giving people speeding tickets. Does that mean I can drink drive?
Well, you won't be driving, so you better drink and hop in the car as a passenger.
Will they let me? Because at the moment, I'm not allowed to drink in the front seat if Wayne's driving.
Aren't you?
No, you're not allowed to drink. You know, have open alcohol in a car.
Oh, okay. So I wonder if you will be able to if cars are auto and there's no driver.
I mean, I'm not meant to do it now, but I still do.
So it's going to impact us in lots of ways. Car parks, of course, are going to be gone as well. Hmm. He also says credit cards are going to disappear.
I don't have a credit card. That's I'd use my husband's. Do they mean the same thing?
Well, you won't be able to use his anymore. He said there's this new pay-by-name system. It's going to detect when a known mobile phone is in range, identify the buyer and display their face on a screen so the person in the shop that behind the register can simply tap the picture to complete the transaction.
Wow.
So your little mugshot's going to come up on the cash register.
I'm going to have to use my profile picture for that because it's really hot.
He also says that that's going to be removed eventually in favour of biometric technology, which is going to recognise our voices. We won't be able to. We might as well just hook ourselves up to some machine and be a blob.
See, that scares me. Because isn't that like... meanie, like scanners are going to be able to just sit there in a, you know, at a bus stop with their computer, and as you walk by with your mobile, they're going to steal
they're
all my money.
Tap your face and steal your money. Yeah. Chinese payment giant Alipay has already unveiled technology called Smile to Pay.
When do I get my chip?
Smile to Pay, which allows customers to verify their identity and pay for a meal via facial recognition. See, we never smile. We won't have to pay.
No, I'm terrible. A resting bitch face. I spent years getting this all up. I'm not going to crack a smile now.
You can just see it at the restaurant when you walk up to the register and who's going to pay? You just keep... no one will be smiling.
Nobody was smiling.
Everyone will be going, oh, we're here to pay the bill now. So that's going to disappear, as well as the other things, call centres and foreign languages because of the translation.
So they're talking about call centres, so it's all going to be this electronic. So you ring up the computer and it goes, hello, how may I help you? Yeah. But that never works because we have it in our car. We've all got these in our cars now.
Yeah.
You know, and I was driving the other day and I said, you know, ring Tegan, and it goes, delete mother. And I think, where the hell did you... So how's the call centre going to get through? I mean, my little high-pitched squeal. Yeah. Hello, I'm ringing about my electricity bill. And...
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.